Random House Audio presents Princesses Behaving Badly, Real Stories from History, Without the Fairy Tale Endings, by Linda Rodriguez McRobbie, read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Once Upon a Time, An Introduction. Every girl pretends she is a princess at one point. Lindy, from Alex Finn's Beastly. Every little girl? Not quite. When I was growing up, I didn't want to be a princess. I wasn't a tomboy or anything, I just wasn't into them. Horses, yes. Especially the unicorn or winged, or best of all, winged unicorn kind. But then again, when I was a little girl, the Disney princess wasn't the glittery pastel-colored juggernaut it is today. You could be a little girl and not limit your dress-up choices to Belle, Ariel, or Cinderella, or Mulan or Merida if you're feeling feisty. Nowadays, princess obsession is the default setting for many little girls. In 2000, Disney decided to market the doe-eyed denizens of its feature films by their primary identifying characteristic, their princess titles. And thus was born the Princess Plague. Princesses are now the biggest industry for the pre-tween set. In 2012, the Disney Princess Media franchise was the best-selling of its kind in North America, outselling Star Wars and Sesame Street and earning more than $4.6 billion worldwide. Add to that all the collateral stuff. The princess and the pop star Barbies, the Melissa and Doug decorate your own princess mirror sets, countless pink-spangled princess t-shirts.